all your Blue Jays rumors, news, transactions, and analysis right here every week on Inside the Dome Podcast. Now here's your hosts, Derek and Johnny.
Hello and welcome to Inside the Dome Podcast. It's been a minute, but this is DB.
2 minutes even. And I'm Donnie. Two-minute Donnie, that's what they call me.
Yeah, that's what they all call you. How is everyone doing? We are back. Finally, it's been too long. I kind of was slacking with the... we were supposed to do an update for the trade deadline, but yeah, my lazy ass just never ended up getting it together. So then I got busy, but now...
Because you're working stiff.
A little bit. I'm like Goldberg.
Does he work stiff?
He does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Asprey heard that. He's like concussed. He like cost him his career back in the day. Mm-hmm. But we're not a wrestling podcast. We're a baseball podcast, and I just peaked there. But we are back, and so we have a lot to cover because it's been a minute, hasn't it, Donnie?
Yeah, I honestly don't even remember where we ended off, so I think we should just kind of do the State of the Union station.
Yep.
For our Toronto Blue Jays, who are currently witnessing the Yankees celebrate the AL East title in the on the Rogers Center field. We are recording on September 27th. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays, clinching the division for themselves.
Yeah, but we got a lot to talk about. We won't go in depth about, but I think it was like in August was the last episode that we had out, so in the beginning of August. So we got a lot to talk about. So we were going to talk about the trade deadline, but now we can just say you already know all the people that are on the team. But how have you liked the additions that they ended up doing? Well, how do you think they've worked out now?
Yeah, so most of their additions haven't really done a whole lot, and that's not because they weren't impactful. They got Anthony Bass and Zach Pop of the Marlins, and Anthony Bass has spent the whole time in the bullpen. He's been late inning arm. He's done well.
Yep.
No complaints about Anthony Bass. Zach Pop has done well when he's pitched, but he was also in the minor leagues for a bit. And their other big pitching acquisition was Mitch White, who we liked at the time as like a Ross Stripling 2.0, has been more off than on when they've had him start. Could just be acclimating to the league or to a new team, but they have him for many, many years, so they have time to straighten it out. But unfortunately, they didn't get any extra pitching depth, so... we're stuck with him taking turns through the rotation right now.
Yeah, because we don't want Yusei Kikuchi
pitching. Yeah, or any of the AAA options that are not any better.
Anthony K.
Yeah, Thomas Hatch, Casey Lawrence.
Yeah.
I think if we see those guys pitch, it's because the Blue Jays clinched home field before the last game against Baltimore, and they call up one of them to make the start and be garbage innings.
Anthony K., get in there.
Yeah, it'd probably be Casey Lawrence because he's already on the 40-man, but... and they have already wasted an option year on him, so I don't foresee any of those guys being trusted enough. But I mean, the Blue Jays did push the Yankees for the AL East division earlier this month. It was a little more dicey. The Yankees kind of have fallen apart since the trade deadline. Well, since the All-Star break, really.
But they kind of were able to stay afloat.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that we were kind of talking about with certain players earlier this season where we said, they're not as bad, like Cody Bellinger, for example. No. We said, he's not as good as his MVP season was, but he's not as bad as his last season was.
He's not good.
That kind of seems to be the thing with the Yankees. Like, the Yankees got off to such a big start, people were talking about this being a historic season for the Yankees, and now the Yankees aren't even going to be the top team in the American League. The Houston Astros will be. But they're also not as bad as they were post-deadline, they've had their issues of playing about 500. The Jays closed the gap to about 5 games, but ultimately the Yankees got their cushion back. The Jays cooled off a bit, mostly due to a sweep against the Angels, or at the hands of the Angels, I should say.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Yeah, that was kind of the low point of the second half.
Yeah, for the Blue Jays. They went on that big, 10-game slide or something?
No, it was just really the Angel series they played bad against.
Yeah, that Angel series was really really a killer about how this team has a lot of flaws, and you got beat by one of the worst teams in baseball, and you didn't even really put up a fight. But they scored like 3 runs that whole series.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but that was really the low point. There was much more highs after that. But
yeah, they've got it together pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're currently holding the first wild card. I think they're 2.5 games up on the Rays, 3 on the Mariners. So really all they have to do, even if they just play 500 ball the rest of the way, the Mariners or Rays would have to win all but like one or two of their games for them to catch the Blue Jays. They both have the tiebreaker over the Blue Jays, so that's the worrisome part. Yeah. But the Jays do still have 3 left against Boston, who's not playing well and has nothing to play for. And then their final 3 games are against Baltimore, who should probably be out of the playoff picture by the time those games kick around. So it's possible that we're able to clinch up the number one wild card, hopefully within that time frame. And Tampa Bay doesn't have an easy route anymore. They're playing Cleveland, Baltimore, and the Yankees.
Yeah, they'll drop some.
It's very possible that they lose some more games. The Mariners have it easier. I think they're playing Texas, Oakland, and I forget. But they're not playing very good teams.
Yeah.
It might be the Angels even. Might just be all their divisional opponents. It's Seattle is the one that I'd be most worried about. But I think if the Jays just kind of win a game every series, they should be good.
They got to string some wins together somehow. You don't want to fall apart even more in, at this time of the season where you see that end goal of the playoffs and you're kind of managing games pretty good right now, and you don't want to fall back into old patterns, especially this close to the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen it. It's all like playoffs, especially. It's about who's hot at the right time. The Blue Jays bats have been a little off and on. It seems like Bo and Springer are hot right now, but Vlad and Kirk and Arnaud and Espinal and Lourdes are currently hurt. They're both expected back before the playoffs, so that's promising. But will they have enough time to get their timing back is a whole other animal before the 3-game wild card series, which if they get wild card 1, they'd be hosting them all in Toronto. So that's the good thing.
Yeah.
If they can manage that.
Yeah, hopefully they can.
They'd host either Seattle or Tampa Bay, whoever's the number 2 wild card, with the number 3 wild card going to Cleveland to play the Guardians, who will be the worst of the division leaders in the American League.
Yeah, but Cleveland seem to have a decent season with like not a very great team.
Yeah, I mean Cleveland is kind of the Tampa Bay Rays of the Central. They have good pitching, and then they just do enough hitting to win ball games. I think they can beat Tampa Bay. Seattle's probably tougher. Seattle has good starting pitching.
And sluggers.
An okay bullpen. The bats are there if they're healthy. I know Suarez is, I think he's actually just coming back this week.
Is Haniger back too?
Haniger's back, but Julio is nursing back problems. Oh. Yeah. They'll say he'll be back. Ty's fine. He's still there. Right now, Suarez and Rodriguez are their 2 guys on the injured list.
Like JP Crawford's still having a hell of a time.
Well, he's okay.
He was, remember how bad his, when we looked him up last August, he was having a terrible time since the All-Star break.
Yeah. He's,
but he was having a good year other than that.
Yeah, and he's defensively sound. It's, you go through your hot and your cold spells. We've seen earlier this season with the Jays losing 9 out of 10 games.
It happens.
Against very bad teams. Well, Oakland was 2 of them.
That was horrible.
And then 4 against Seattle and 4 against Tampa.
So who would you rather play out of the Cleveland?
No, because then you don't get the home games.
I agree.
I think the home games is most important. And then Tampa, I'd say, is probably your ideal number 2. Because, again, Seattle has a much better rotation.
Yeah. Tampa, and we struggled against Seattle a lot more than we did against the Rays.
Yeah, Tampa has, you know, Baz is out for the year, so he won't be pitching. McClanahan just came back, and the Jays just hit him in the last game that he started. Really,
they hit him well.
Yeah, so Glasnow, they're saying, should be back, but he's not going to be stretched out, so he won't be starting.
What about your buddy Ryan Yarbrough?
He's hurt, but he's not a threat.
Only against the Jays.
Yeah.
But they've been hitting them the last bit, so.
Yeah, that was more so that was a couple years ago. Yeah.
That was a myth.
That was a couple years ago. They seem to have figured him out, or Yarbrough has gotten worse.
I think he's gotten worse.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's McClanahan is the one that's, and Rasmussen.
Yeah, Rasmussen would be there. Rasmussen, yeah. Springs, and McClanahan, I would imagine, would be their three starters.
But we can hit McClanahan. Rasmussen, we kind of did, but not really.
Yeah, but I like our chances better against those three than Seattle's three, which, who knows, actually, it would be hard to narrow it down.
Robbie Ray.
It might not even be Robbie Ray.
Well, it'd be the guy they got from the Reds.
Yeah, they have Castillo. They have Gilbert.
Gilbert and Ray.
No, there was someone else. Who am I missing?
Is Ray not having a great year?
He is. That's the thing. They have four. They have four good starters. Oh, Kirby.
Your cat?
No, the starting pitcher. That's a rookie, and then Marco Gonzalez is their fifth. He won't pitch
in the bullpen, right?
Yeah, but it'll be interesting what Seattle decides to do with their rotation, because they did give Castillo and Ray the big money, but Kirby and Gilbert have been pitching better, so.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting. I feel like they'll probably keep one of the rookies in the pen, but just by stats alone, there's no guarantee that we'd see Ray. But that's the thing; their starting rotation is so good, their bullpen is not as good.
No,
but they have the big boppers, and they have good bats too.
Yeah,
and they play sound defensive ball. Whereas we've seen some sloppiness from Tampa Bay when we've played them this year.
Yep.
Especially
with no Kiermaier in the out center field.
Yeah, no Kiermaier in the outfield.
Who they got? Peralta in the...
They got Peralta in left, Margot.
And Siri, right?
And Siri, yeah. Siri's been playing center field. He's a good center fielder, but can't hit.
He can't hit for the shit.
Yeah, Margot can hit a little bit, but...
Yeah, Margot's... He's
fast, but he doesn't have much else going
for him. He doesn't have a ton of consistency. Yeah.
Peralta's a good left-handed bat, which does come in handy because the Jays are mostly right-handed.
And then they got Taylor Walls, who can hit a wet paper bag.
Taylor Walls, I don't think, will get any starts in the postseason.
No, he's terrible.
He's going to be the Bradley Zimmer pinch runner type for Tampa.
Taylor Walls, and then they'll have, who else? Oh, they'll have Wander.
Well, yeah, Wander.
Randy. Where's Randy play?
He plays the outfield corners.
Does he? He
plays right field or left field, depending on who's in there.
Randy's good.
Yeah. If they got Margot and...
Oh, Yandy. What about Yandy?
Yandy will play DH. First when he has the platoon.
He's having a good year, isn't he?
He's having an okay year.
No power, but he hits good for average.
Yeah, for all his muscles. He doesn't have much power.
Remember T-Rex arms?
Yeah. His muscles are just too big. He can't swing them properly.
Yeah, how does he have no power? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I've said this before on the podcast. I don't get it.
He doesn't look like he would be the low power type, but
it's funny when Randy is probably their power hitter, right?
Mm-hmm,
and he doesn't even have 20 home runs.
Yeah, Randy, Jumanji.
Jumanji's only got like 11 home runs.
But that's because he doesn't play every day.
No, he doesn't play much. He's like their secondary.
Yeah, well, it's depending on who has.
But
the
he hasn't even
advantage.
Had a great year.
Yeah,
he's got power, that's it.
He plays against lefties, and Yandy plays against righties.
Jumanji Choi, he walks a fair bit too, right? Jumanji?
Yeah, he's got a good eye.
He does.
But
he doesn't play enough, though.
Yeah, well, the...
And he strikes out a lot.
The Rays have had a lot of injury issues. It's a good thing they have all these utility guys that
they do have
everywhere.
A lot.
So they're able to just plug in a Taylor Walls or a Vidal Bruhan or a... I'm sure I'm Isaac Paredes.
Oh, Paredes, yeah.
And at first base, second base, left field, wherever.
Everywhere, yeah.
Wherever is needed.
And they don't got Zanino. Who do they got catching for them now? What's his name, right?
Good old what's his name? Who is
Mejia.
That catcher? Yes, they have Mejia and Betancourt are their catching tandem.
Yeah, they're not very good.
They're okay. I mean,
they can't hit.
Yeah, Betancourt's hit a little here and there, but
not Bahia.
Yeah, they were both like top prospects that just never panned out. As of yet, who knows? Maybe the Rays magic, but yeah, I would take the Rays, especially if the Jays are hosting. If the Jays are on the road, probably the Mariners, since the Trop is a house of horrors. I guess Cleveland, but again,
let's just hope they make it in so we can face.
Well, I think they're basically in at this point. They'd have to like lose every game, and Baltimore would need to win every game. But yeah, that's the first round. The one thing I will say is it would benefit the Jays to play the Guardians in the first round, because the winner of that plays the Yankees, who I think would be an easier matchup than the Astros.
Yes, absolutely.
But at the end of the day, if you have to play the Astros anyways to get to the World Series, maybe you want to play them after a layoff, because they will finish their season and then sit at home waiting for four or five games.
Eating donuts?
I don't think so.
No?
For 4 or 5 days waiting for their next opponent. So that might be the time, if you're going to try to beat them, that you might want to. But your easiest way to the ALCS is through Cleveland and the Yankees, I think.
Yeah, I think the Rays are very beatable too.
Yeah, I do think the Rays are beatable, but to play the Rays in the Trop would be bad. But if they got home field advantage,
yeah,
absolutely, the Rays are beatable. But at that point, you're going to play the Astros in round two, which is not ideal. But hey, crazy things have happened. All you got to do is get hot, as the defending world champ Atlanta Braves will tell you.
They will tell you. And the 2019 Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Whoever thought that team would do anything?
I mean, they have the pitching. They just needed to get enough hitting.
Trey Turner became a superstar. But let's get to how the Jays have been performing lately. Who's been a guy you've been like to watch, either defense, hitting, pitching? You got a couple?
Well, yeah. I mean, some obvious ones stick out. I guess I'll go with Manoa.
Yeah, he has been money all year.
Yeah, he recently recorded his 300th career strikeout. Fastest in Blue Jays history to do that, faster than Dave Steeb, Roy Halladay, Juan Guzman, Calvin Escobar, Chris Carpenter, although he wasn't very good when he was with the Jays. not that he wasn't good, he was just always hurt. So they've had some good pitchers come through. He's the quickest to do it. He's by far the ace of the staff. He will be the Game 1 wildcard starter as long as they don't need him in Game 162 to clinch home field. The hope is that they will already have that locked up so they can go to a Casey Lawrence. And yeah, that would be the hope, is that Manoa can take the ball Game 1, give you your best chance to win.
Yeah, he's definitely the Game 1 starter, and it's not. I don't think it's even close.
No, it's got to be Manoa and Gausman 1-2.
And then Stripling.
Yeah, I think ultimately it will be Stripling. They may start Berríos, but I think if they do, it'll just be like a ha-ha fooled you. We're saying we're starting Berríos, but then after one inning, we're switching.
I don't want them to do
which
that.
Which teams have done before. Milwaukee, really? Yeah, Milwaukee did it with Wade Miley the 1 year in the playoffs. Really? They said Wade Miley starting. Wade Miley pitched to two batters, and then they switched him out for a right-hander because Wade Miley's left-handed. So the opposing team stacked their lineup with righties to combat Wade Miley being lefty. Yeah. And then after two batters, they went to a right-hander. I don't remember who it was off the top of my head.
Did they stymie
him? I think they did end up winning that game, but it was just a little bit of trickery on the Brewers' behalf. So, I mean, they could do something like that, although Berríos and Stripling both throw with the same, like, they're both right-handed, so you won't get the matchup win, but might get your team spending all their time trying to figure out how to hit Jose Berríos, and Ross Stripling comes in. Ross Stripling's usually coming out of the bullpen, so if you're going to do something like that.
But he's been such a good starter, I think you have to start him.
Well, it's basically still going to be a start, it's going to be you starting in the second inning.
Yeah.
Just to throw people off. But I don't think they'd actually do that. I think Stripling will go. But hopefully they don't even need that third game. And then Stripling can start the next
best
series.
Best 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah. So you win the first two.
That would be ideal for sure.
Yep. Especially at home. Then you just worry about moving on to and the Astros in this case.
So what do you think in the roster is going to be looking like?
For the playoffs?
Yes. You think it's going to be your Springer, your Bo,
all the starters are going to be there.
Do you think Whit Merrifield gets a start?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it depends. If Lourdes and Espinal are back.
I still think Whit should start over Espinal.
Well, I think they're going to go back to their Espinal, Cavan kind of setup. Right now, Witt's getting a lot of at-bats because Lourdes is hurt.
He's been getting some homers.
Yeah, and they don't want to start Zimmer or Jackie Bradley Jr.
No, I wouldn't either.
As you would imagine.
No.
So, I think...
I don't think Tapia will even get a start unless...
Unless Lourdes, injury. Yeah. Unless Lourdes looks overmatched or injured. I think Tapia is going to be the number one pinch hitter off the bench. I think you're going to have... I think Moreno and is still going to be on the bench. Because Kirk's going to be DHing a lot.
Yep.
I think you're going to have Bradley Zimmer is going to be the pinch runner, defensive replacement. And then obviously Biggio, Espinal, Merrifield isn't starting. I think that's your bench.
That's a solid bench.
Yeah, I don't think Jackie Bradley Jr. will be on the roster. I don't think Mitch White will be on the roster because you don't need a fifth starter.
He'll be in the bullpen, though.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he'll be on the playoff roster. I think you're
going to go Bass, Simber.
The regular guys will all be there. I think they'll maybe, if Nate Pearson is ready, they'll take a gamble.
Do you think Merriweather will be on it? I don't think so.
I think Merriweather lost his chance this year when he didn't pitch better.
Jimmy will be on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All the regular relievers will be there.
Yeah.
It just becomes a question of which two they add. Maybe three.
Little Richards.
Richards will be there, yeah.
He hasn't pitched lately.
Yeah. Well, I think they ran him into the ground earlier. Giving him a little bit of a breather. Yeah. Same as they did with Bass. Bass didn't pitch for about a week. And people were like, is he hurt? And they're like, no, we just haven't used him.
And Simber, they used last night, but they didn't really use him.
Yeah, well, Simber's not a hard thrower. So
no.
He's the type of guy that can go out there and pitch in 85 games and be fine.
And Romano, he pitches lots, too.
Yeah. I wonder if Kikuchi will make the team. I think they do need a second lefty out of the bullpen, but maybe they just say, like, we'll roll with... maybe we'll call it Matt Gage instead, but I think you want Kikuchi for the length.
Oh, you know Mesa will be in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Mesa's their number one lefty, but generally you want a number two lefty in there.
Kikuchi?
Yeah, I think Pop will be there.
Pop should be.
You got
to get contact guys in there.
Yeah, I think ultimately we're not going to see a lot of those type of guys. I think it's going...
Simber, you might see the most out of that.
Yeah, in the playoffs, you tend to just see the late inning guys come in. Because there's so many built-in off days. During the wild card round, there isn't. So I think they're going to go very reliever heavy, and so that if there is a game where Kevin Gausman gets knocked out early due to injury or just not pitching well, they can get by and not completely strain themselves for the next game. But that's that. I think if they get past the wild card round, you're not really going to see the David Phelps, the Zach Pops.
You think Phelps will make the roster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I think those are going to be maybe even Trevor Richards. Those will be like your last bullpen arms. Yeah. Those guys would only come in if your starter gets knocked out in the fifth inning or it's going to an 11th, 12th inning.
Yeah, then you need him for an inning.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Garcia, Mesa, Romano, and Simber. Those are the four guys you're going to see a lot of.
So you're going to definitely see... that, and I think that's a pretty solid roster. Looking into, I think it holds up with with the other wildcard teams, absolutely, even better.
Yeah, I think as far as offense goes, I think we have the potential, anyways, to have the best offense.
Us in Seattle.
Unfortunately, every team runs into highs and lows, so, you know, we can catch Tampa at a high while we're at a low, and Tampa could out-hit the crap out of us. But I think on paper... you take our offense over Seattle's, over Tampa's, over Cleveland's.
Yeah, definitely over Cleveland and Tampa.
Yeah, I think our top of our starting pitching matches up well with Tampa and Seattle. I don't think the depth is there. Like, I take Alek Manoah probably over
anyone.
Anyone.
Yep.
maybe if we're including Cleveland, then Bieber. Bieber is kind of
Bieber's closer. Having an okay year, right?
Yeah, it's closer. He's having a good year. It's closer if you include them. But if we're just talking Bieber. If we're just talking wild card teams, I'd take Alec over over Seattle's top dog, who I guess would be Luis Castillo.
Yeah.
And over Shane McClanahan, especially coming off the injury.
McClanahan.
But the bullpen could be the difference. But like I said, the depth doesn't really get tested. It's more so how your top guys match up against other teams' top guys. I like our bullpen better than Seattle overall, whether you're looking at the whole thing or just the top guys. Tampa has a bit better of a depth. But again, if it's in the playoffs and it just comes down to the top guys, I don't know. I think our top four might be able to take out their top four when it comes down to it. So we'll have to see how these games shake up and who we even end up playing. But I think it's very possible that we see the Toronto Blue Jays host three wild card games. And I think it's very possible that we see them move on to a division series.
Bats can stay, like if other bats can get a little warm, because right now Springer's having a good year with homers. Hopefully he can hit 25. Teoscar, too. Bo can continue because Bo's been unreal lately. Definitely one of the best hitters on the Jays.
Yeah, he's
lately.
Been the best hitter since the last month or so as of this recording.
Vlad's been struggling with those away pitches. He's grounded out way more than he ever has.
Yeah. Vlad getting hot or Kirk getting hot. Like Kirk getting hot like he was in June would be a huge boon to this team.
Same with Danny Jansen.
Yeah. Well, our surprisingly, like especially that last series at Tampa Bay, our bottom of the order, which was Tapia, Witt, and Jansen,
they were cooking
for those games.
Witt was definitely cooking.
Yeah, they hit very well. Other than Bo, you could argue that was our best hitter in September. Springer has been better, but other than those two, you can make that argument. Like, Vlad's hit a home run. He had that big walk off yesterday against the Yankees.
He did.
But overall, when you're looking at it, it seems that Vlad has more frustrating at bats than Tapia or Merrifield.
He definitely has struggled.
Or Jansen.
The thing is, though, this down year for Vlad is a career year for a lot of guys.
Yeah, and I mean that was kind of similar to his first year, right? He came in with all his prospect fanfare, and he was fine. He was an above average hitter,
but he wasn't great.
But because everyone expected him to come out the gates like Tatis, Soto had.
But last year he had a career year.
Yeah, last year he put it all together and showed what he can do.
I think he'll do it again soon.
I think so too.
It's not like he's had a bad year. It just hasn't been the Vlad year of last year because that was just like otherworldly.
Exactly, and he's young, so he's got time.
He could bounce back,
figure it out,
and still he's got 30 home runs. So
mm-hmm.
he almost hit one tonight.
Yeah, almost, but no cigar.
No cigar. Shh. Cigarro.
No, thank you.
I just wanted to jump on here and just give you an update that we didn't fade away into obscurity. We are still around, even though Donnie's half asleep right now.
Yes, we're recording this after the game. That, in hindsight, that was a bad idea, but whatever.
It's okay. We're done this. We're almost done this quick little recap video. Yes, we're not going into depth of all the games, but we kind of gave you a general idea of our thoughts of
Blue Jays good.
The situation. Yeah, they're doing good. And right before we get out of here, we don't have to go on this long, but frauds, you think, that are making the playoffs in NLAL? Do you think there's any frauds? I say one team.
I don't think there's really any frauds
one team.
For me. Okay, who's
the
your
Philadelphia fraud? Phillies.
Well, like, who would make it in instead of them? Like, who deserves to be in instead? The Brewers?
I thought the Brewers should have been in.
Yeah, the Brewers had starting pitching, but
no.
Freddy Peralta's been hurt most of the second half.
Rowdy Tellez is their big slugger.
Yeah, and they don't have hitting. So, I'm not going to bet against the team with Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto. Like,
and Castellanos?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Where is he?
I think Schwarber over Castellanos. Yeah.
Schwarber,
but,
too.
You know, you can, if you're...
Schwarber's unreal.
Yeah, if you're mapping out the best hitters at a specific position...
They do have a lot of good hitters.
Harper's probably near the top in the National League.
Realmuto's amazing,
outfield.
Too.
Realmuto probably is the top for catcher
in the National League. Schwarber's got the most home runs in the NL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
He does. So they
their have pitching the is terrible, though. Yeah. Their bullpen. Their starting rotation isn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, they can run out, anytime you can run out Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola in a three-game series, you have a chance, especially with that offense.
Their bullpen is where they struggle. Yeah, because they do hit dingers.
Yeah, it definitely tapers off after Nola and Wheeler, you're probably looking at.
I wouldn't have
Kyle Gibson start game three. Kyle Gibson, isn't ideal.
I wouldn't have picked them to make a run for the play. I would have picked the Brewers at the beginning of the season. But again, the Brewers are not a very complete team. But again, like you said, if you got those two pitchers and you got bats like the Phillies do, you're going to have a better idea than no bat. Rowdy Tellez is your freaking hitter.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you could say, you know, beginning of the season, you could say the Giants too. The Giants were... they beat the Dodgers last year. They had more wins than the Dodgers.
They did. They're horrible this year.
Yeah, the age caught up with them. We couldn't understand how all these old guys were having career years.
Finally caught up to them.
Yeah, Brandon Belt had a great year last year. Brandon Crawford had a great year last year.
Yep.
Brandon Crawford has fallen off a cliff back to the Brandon Crawford we knew, which was like an average hitter and like a slightly above average defender.
What about your? And then they lost Buster Posey.
Yeah, Posey retired.
And what about your buddy Evan Longoria?
Well, he was injured last year too.
Yeah,
and he's been injured this year. And Brandon Belt was the same thing. He had a career year last year. He took the qualifying offer, and he's been injured. And when he's not been injured, he's been ineffective this year. So. The wheels just fell off for the Giants, and all their injured pitchers they signed that worked out, that they re-signed. They let Kevin Gausman go, so that was a big loss, obviously, that we've reaped the benefits of.
Yeah, he's had a good year.
But all the guys they brought back, the Woods, the Desclafanis, they've been hurt. I mean, they did get Rodon, who's been amazing to replace Gausman, but he's a free agent at the end of this year, assuming he opts out, which he should. So Giants will have to pony up big time for him, or set their rebuild back another year, because they got to wait for some of these old guys to get out of contract.
They need their young guys to blossom.
Yeah, which they've been trying to get Joey Bart to be the next Buster Posey, but
that won't happen.
It hasn't happened yet. I mean, he doesn't need to be the next Buster Posey, but he needs to be, like, decent at least.
Yeah.
Which has not happened. So the Giants have fallen off. So you could say something similar about the Brewers, where it's like, preseason maybe you're picking them to do better. But now you look at it and just like,
And the Padres are just going to get in, right?
Yeah, the Padres, they underachieved
so much.
They won the trade deadline, but for whatever reason, Juan Soto forgot how to hit in San Diego.
Yeah.
He's still walking, but he's not.
They're underachieving. Like, their record is not good.
Yeah.
It'll get in because of how weak that division is. And who would have picked the freaking St. Louis Cardinals to clinch already? I wouldn't have.
No, I would have thought if. I would have thought they have to win tonight.
No, yeah, they clinched already. Oh, did they clinch? Yeah. I picked them to win because I'm biased.
Yeah.
But you picked the Brewers to win, I remember, at the beginning of the season. Yep. And the Cardinals were leaps and bounds better. And made some good trades. Yeah. They made some, got rid of some stuff they didn't really need.
That being said, we just talked about how the Phillies have a chance to win with Nola and Wheeler. So we'll see if they can, if the Cardinals can hang.
I think the Cardinals will, because whenever you got Goldie and Arenado in your lineup, you're.
But they have no starting pitching.
They got Waino.
Who's been awful recently.
But he always turns it on somehow.
I mean, he'll probably be like the third starter in the relief.
Yeah, was Flaherty back yet?
No, well, he's not stretched out. If he is, they're probably looking at Dakota Hudson and Miles Mikolas being their first two starters.
Mikolas has been decent.
Yeah, but they're pitch to contact guys against the home run hitters.
I know, that's not good.
That's what's questionable.
And what's his name still hurt, eh? Matz?
Oh, yeah, Matz is. Well, he wasn't even good when he was.
No, he wasn't.
So even if he's okay, he's probably not going to be in the playoff rotation. No. I think their number three is probably Wainwright, just because of pedigree. He's done it before.
Yeah.
And then Montgomery has also been bad recently. He was good shortly after the trade deadline.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, we'll have to see what happens there. But I would not be surprised if the Phillies upset the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And then the other, whoever doesn't win the NL East is probably going to
the
second wild card team, which is currently the Padres.
Cardinals have a very good hitting core, though.
Mm-hmm. But if they get stymied by good starting pitching,
I don't think Nola is like up to speed like he's been.
Maybe we'll see in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be eating these words.
I might be.
You'll be like, Goldie and Arenado went combined 0-16 over the two games, and Philly
killed
them.
Then I have to count on my buddy Chad O'Neill. He can come up to some Nickelback.
Tyler O'Neill?
Yeah, but he's a Chad.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I was like, do you think his name is Chad? And then when you said Nickelback, I was like, is that a joke? Because his name is
come
Chad.
Up. Imagine if that's his walk-up music. I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't think it would be.
No.
No.
That'd be funny.
I feel like Chad music now is mostly like EDM.
And he has EDM as his walk-up music.
It's not, like, butt rock isn't actually Chad music anymore.
It is. It still is.
No, it's military wife music.
Oh, God, yeah. Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yikes.
Anyways.
That's garbage.
Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap this up?
Nah, your booby.
Anything on the audio side?
They're boobies. All right, guys. It was fun to be back and catch up with you. And, again, remember to check us out on Instagram at Inside the Dome Pod and on Twitter
at The Dome Pod. And don't forget to shoot us an email, insidethedomepod@gmail.com. Ghost Jules, thanks for reaching out. Not interested.
Who?
Ghost Jules.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, and I just ignored it because I don't want ghost poop. Go away, ghost poop, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember to check out Fenty City. Use discount code DOME10 at checkout. Save 10% on your offensive merch that says butthole on it.
It doesn't actually say butthole.
You can have it, though, if you want it.
Yeah, Derek will send you one.
I will.
Of his butthole.
No, what your cat's.
Sure.
You take pictures of your cat's butt, so.
$20 is $20.
Hey, you got to make a living somehow, right?
Yep.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time inside the dome. Woo! Peace.